Welcome back to the postgame show. Chillicothe wins this one 43-38. Randy Dean joined by Coach Darren Smith. And just coming in as break, he asked about their 6'5 girl, Callie Schwarzenbach. She finished with 19. She had 11 at halftime, finished with 19, and didn't have anything in the fourth quarter. Talk about any adjustments you may have made on defense from the first half to the second.
Well, and we did. We made an adjustment in that fourth quarter. Halfway through the third to the fourth, we weren't helping that much with her. And we thought if we could keep her away 6 feet from the basket and keep her straight in front of us, that we could guard her one-on-one and then be able to box her out and rebound. And what happened, I felt like, was they moved the ball well enough, and she worked hard enough and used her body well enough that she would get us topside, then we didn't have good weak side help. And so we addressed that and adjusted that just a little bit. I thought her weak side was better. I thought my posts played very physical on her and really did a good job.
Just what I was going to say, you took a timeout that second quarter when she was kind of on a tear, and coming out of that second quarter, Caitlin Parker really went to work, and Caitlin got physical with her, and that looked to kind of throw a monkey wrench in her plan.
Yeah, and you know, with somebody that is 6 inches taller than you are, you've got to do something. And so that was our plan, was to be physical with her, keep her right in front of us. Yeah, I thought we were being too soft to begin with. We weren't guarding her the right way to begin with, and so we went back to guarding the way we were supposed to, and fighting her and you know, battling with her, and I just felt a lot better about it after that.
Third quarter, boy, talk about Hannah Jones. That third quarter, she went to town.
Yeah, Hannah can score in spurts. I mean, she can score in bunches and quickly, and she came off that screen and pulled up at the free throw line. That's something we work on most every day, and hit that, and then came down and hit a three. Maybe then hit another deuce or three, I can't remember, but scored 5, 7, 8 points in a row there. We kind of knew she was feeling it at that point. The key when somebody's feeling it is to get them the ball in a position to be successful with it. Tried to run a couple things to her. I wasn't overly good with how we executed that or what I drew up or whatever, but I thought Hannah carried us in that third quarter. I mean, really shot well and played well.
Normally, you like shooting the threes. The girls like shooting the threes. Struggle a little bit out there. Was there any offensive adjustments, any things you said, well, the threes weren't working, let's try something else?
Well, yeah, we really, you know, emphasized going inside. You know, I thought K-Bob could get the big girl away from the basket, and we could go inside pretty well with our dribble drive. But, you know, that's one of those deals where you tip your hat to Kearney. They did a great job of closing the middle up and making it hard to get inside. Then the mid-range shot kind of came about for us, and then our pick and rolls finally started. We started getting a couple things off them, but I thought Hannah got it started, you know, in that third quarter. The three ball just wouldn't fall early. I think we were 2 for 9 in the first half. I don't know what we ended up in the game, but, you know, not bad threes, just threes that didn't go in tonight.
I had you 4 of 13 from outside, but we won't talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we shoot a little bit better than that normally. But, you know, like I said, sometimes there's a reason for why you shoot it like that, and I felt like Kearney's a pretty good defensive team.
This was a big one for this tournament was a big one for the Chillicothe girls program. The last time they won was 22 years and 2 days ago, the last time they won this tournament. So I know this is one, it's a program the program really wanted, and congratulations to you and the girls.
Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
And so it is the Cameron tournament. Don't know whether that will be quite as exciting as this one, but you take on LeBlond, and regardless of the previous two scores, a third time can be a little tougher than the first two at times.
It can be. You know, I really was hoping that we could play somebody other than LeBlond since we'd already played them twice, but, you know, that's not the way it came out, not the way the seedings came out, so we'll go play LeBlond. And you know, the main thing we got to do is keep our focus, keep our intensity, and come out of the gate strong and determined and ready to go.
All right, Coach, congratulations.
I appreciate it.